my background is in business, sports business, working to appropriately commercialise sporting properties, including major brands in football, golf, tennis, motorsports and cricket. And I guess this has involved all areas of the sporting business, including ticketing, sponsorship, online sales, development, corporate partnerships, licensing, merchandising and basic business improvement. And the bulk of my work has been within the UK and Europe, although I have spent some time in Dubai working on initiatives kind of prior to 2009. But in all cases, it's about business, and it's driven by the commercialising of a brand, not by what happens on a pitch, although obviously in many cases success on the pitch makes it a lot easier to do business off it. And I got involved with Dubai Sports City 5 years ago, when I was undertaking that work in Dubai, and obviously struck up a number of relationships with some of the colleagues here at Dubai Sports City. Since then, I've watched the positive developments of this enormous organisation, and through the recent challenging times to boot, biding my time for such an opportunity as has presented itself in the last couple of months. The role is a significant one. I mean, if you look at what we have here, we have a world-class facility. We have world-renowned coaches. And actually, as you can see when you look outside this week, you know, we have elite teams using this facility to, as was always intended. So, you know, this is for the best test match teams, the best amateur teams, all the way down to the junior teams too. But ultimately, we have to demonstrate that this is a world-class venue for the top, top teams. Secondly, we have a fantastic brand, and we have some significant global partners, not least the ICC. And obviously, working with them positions us at the leading edge of world cricket, and means that we also have a duty to protect the development and the education of cricket at all levels. I guess, lastly, as part of Dubai Sports City, we're a big piece of Dubai's jigsaw. And we are key to its development as a world sporting hub. And as such, we've got to continue that standard and to make sure that this academy continues to be at the coalface, at the cutting edge in sport, such that this development strives to achieve. And I guess, putting it simply, the role will therefore be one that juggles a number of balls and covers all these areas. Each one of these things will have parallel strategies and on differing levels, but ultimately it's about constant development and engagement of cricket across all levels, the continued delivery of a world-leading facility such as this, and ensuring our unique position on the world map of cricket continues.